Still in Western Australia, the state government looks set to lock up some methamphetamine addicts. The government's announced a plan to force drug users into rehab. The proposal would mean expanding powers in the Mental Health Act to allow people to be detained. Anthony Stewart reports.
Western Australia has the highest rate of methamphetamine usage in the country. A 2013 national survey found 3.8% of the WA population over the age of 14 had admitted to using the drug. The state's Mental Health Minister, Andrea Mitchell, has a solution: forcing addicts into rehab.
I've got a responsibility to balance the rights of the individual with also to protecting the community, and I need to do that with the burglary and the assaults and the other side of things that do tend to happen with people with a meth problem. And I also have a duty of care to protect that individual and give that individual the best possible chance of coming out of that and being a responsible citizen.
The scheme will require legislative changes to allow drug users who haven't been convicted of a crime to be held against their will.
It will have to go through the changes to the Mental Health Act, so there is some work to be done, but we are keen to start this process. I've worked with the Mental Health Commission to make sure that they're getting a good look at what other jurisdictions are doing.
New South Wales currently operates an involuntary drug treatment service for people at risk of harming themselves. The Northern Territory introduced a forced rehab scheme for drinkers in 2013. Nicole Lee is an associate professor at the National Drug Research Institute.
We don't really have any evidence that forcing someone into treatment is effective in terms of outcomes. And, you know, if you just think about it logically, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So if we force someone into treatment, they're not necessarily going to engage in therapy.
Associate Professor Lee argues the WA government should invest in schemes that have a proven track record.
We know that the alcohol and drug treatment system more generally is underfunded, and we know that it's really struggling with the increased load of methamphetamine users coming into treatment. Now, the fact that we've seen a huge increase in methamphetamine users coming into treatment is a really good thing. We want people to be coming into treatment, but we need to be able to provide treatment places for them, outpatient treatment as well as residential rehab, and we need to have the staff available so that there's not long waiting lists.
The WA Substance Users Association advocates on behalf of drug users. Angela Corrie is the chief executive.
The people that we typically work with are very often very marginalised and disenfranchised as it is, and I think this type of potential legislative move would only further marginalise and disenfranchise those people and therefore increase the stigma and discrimination that typically these people experience.
The Mental Health Minister, Andrea Mitchell, again.
There will be some people who have said, no, we can't do that, the rights of the individual. I can tell you there are so many families out there, so many friends and supporters of people who are begging us to do this. The Minister for Corrective Services has families saying, please put my son or daughter in jail so that they can at least get away from the systems that are causing this addiction to meth.
WA's Mental Health Commission has been charged with developing the scheme. A trial of forced rehabilitation is expected to be launched within the next 3 years.
Anthony Stewart.